Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Grendene to discuss the second quarter and first half of 2006 earnings. We inform that there is only this audio conference in Portuguese, with simultaneous translation into English at 10:30, as well as with webcast at www.grendene.com.br/www/ri. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in the listening-only mode. Later on, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and will be available in the company's website. We have here attending the conference the main members of Grendene's management, and they will be also available to answer the questions. Mr. Pedro Grendene Bartelli, Vice Chairman, Mr. Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Administrative and Controlling Director, Ms. Doris Willman, IRO, Luiz Antonio Morini, Sales Manager, Rudimar Daldonde, Industrial and Commercial Director, Márcio Dalbó, Marketing, and Edson Matsuo, Research and Development. In case you haven't got the second quarter 06 earnings press release with the performance comments, it's available at the website www.grendene.com.br. Now I'd like to turn the conference to Mr. Pedro Grendene, the company's Vice Chairman. Please, you have the floor, sir. Make a brief introduction, and then I will give the floor to Doris, who is responsible for the area of investor relations, and she will detail the economic and financial aspects of the company. In relation to some events related to the second quarter of 2006 and the first semester, we would like to make some comments. First, we'd like to highlight an increase, a growth in our profitability. We had an improve in the gross margin, in improvement in EBITDA and net margin. And this is due to a continuous savings in expenses and a better management discipline. And this assures a better and greater profitability to our shareholders. On the other hand, it's worth to mention that the company today has financial management with no exchange exposure. And we were able to get an improvement in our cash generation, and because of all of this, when we presented the results of the first semester, we are announcing the anticipation of dividend distribution in the amount of 39 million of reais that will be paid on August 30 this year. On the other hand, as a second point, I'd like to mention that although we had a decrease in our revenues and sales volume, this decrease is not so significant, and we believe that we are now in a stable moment in terms of revenue and volumes. Although the domestic market is still or hasn't get the positive behavior, it's important to know, to tell you that working with a mix of products with higher value added, we are facing a moment where our sales are stable in terms of revenue, and although it's still smaller in volume, but exactly because we are working with greater added value products. Our business in the foreign market increased in dollars for the third quarter in a row, even with the exchange rate, which is not favorable to exports. And I'd like to highlight initiatives to improve the present behavior of our sales. We are dedicating, we are giving a greater attention and focus to products that have a greater potential to sell, that will be better to leverage the volume of sales. And this has proven to give us very productive results for the company. So doing this, we are also reducing the number of launchings, and consequently, we are trying to launch better products, focusing on quality and not only the quantity. And this, of course, leads us to better value-added products. In the marketing area, we are concentrating our advertising investments in a smaller number of campaigns, but with more impact. This will allow us to expand the life cycle of the product, as well as providing it immediate support during launching period. On the other hand, Grandani is studying market niches to launch new brands, new licenses, and new products. So we are very, very aware and to detect opportunities that will contribute to the development of our business, if that will allow us and our sales to get to a stable plateau. And we believe we have reached this and then grow again. And I'd like to tell you that we just hired INDG, the Institute of Managerial Development, to implement a project called Improving Commercial Management, focusing on the increase of revenue. This project is still in the diagnostic phase, but we at Grandani are very confident on the methodology and the work itself, and we believe that this will give us important results. As a third point, I'd like to talk about some change in the way we provide estimate information to the market, and that will be implemented at Grandini from now on. We will provide less specific information and more macro information, more non-specific information. And this is specifically due to strategic reasons. We want to preserve the company from the competition actions, because we notice that when we provide specific information, we are in fact informing the competitors about strategic and important points of our business. And this will end up harming in the short term our business. Therefore, from now on, we will be less specific in the information we provide. On the other hand, we notice that this practice is an international practice, and more it shows a greater prudence in informing the estimates. We at Grandani, we believe that the available or the history or historical data that Grandani has is very, very considerable since the opening of the company. And this history ensures a good knowledge about the company that will allow the market to assess the results based on the revenue and volume estimates that the company provides and will continue to provide. So it's very important to notice that Whenever Grandini detects that our results, our figures show considerable changes, whether to plus or minus, this information will be provided to the market through our press releases and our newsletter, and also will be provided as soon as possible as they were detected. However, if the company does not have any comments that will change the results in terms of EBITDA, net profit, and all these financial details, he believes that the market will understand that Grandini is in a normal situation in relation to the last quarter. So nothing new is being informed because nothing is happening. And finally, I'd like to talk about Grandini's perception on adding to this press release non-financial information showing the more soft aspects of the company. I'd like to highlight two aspects. The first is the participation on the GRE, Global Reported Initiative, that the indicators for the shoe wear and will be concluded up December 06 and Grandini will be part of. Secondly, I'd like to tell or to inform the creation of Grandini newsletter that was done in the first semester of this year. This is the second edition and it will show also the soft assets of the company, both related to corporate governance and social responsibility, and the initiatives that we intend to maintain and to improve and to foster. So with this, let's see the economic and financial aspects. And now I give the floor to Doris to provide you the information. After it, Doris, myself, and the other executives will be pleased to answer any questions you have. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you discussing the results of the second quarter. As Pedro has pointed out, this quarter was marked by an excellent recovery in profitability, although it's still negative sales behavior, it is showing signs of an upturn. So I'd like to highlight some aspects. Net income rose 1,680 base points, jumping from 9 million to 42 million, and the margin from 4.4 to 21.2. This increase was really high, 363% over the second quarter of 2005, which was a very weak quarter. The second, what I'd like to highlight, as in the results of the second quarter of 2006, we have an additional non-recurring revenue that will consider it as a gain relating to the Brazilian taxes. It is a 10 million revenue. We have the operational and the other with correction and in the financial result. This is a result of a judicial gain relating to the taxes, fees and COFINS. And even with those, the increase of the net profit would be 252%. The EBITDA rose 1.09 base points, 123% increase, so going from 17 million to 38 million with a margin of 19.3 on the net sales. The gain of 630 base points in the gross margin contributes to this EBITDA, that exceeded the gross profit from 30.7 to 37, so the increase was 17%. The fall in revenues was proportionally lower, that is 4.4, if we compare the three previous quarters that we had a significant decrease in the gross revenue. So it went from 250 million compared to 261 million in 2005. The great responsible for this was the domestic market revenues, 3 points lower, with an increase of 13.1%. This due not only to a price increase, but due to a mix of products and a decrease of volume in 14%. Exports also increased 4.2 in dollars, with a rise in volume of 6.3, but with a small fall of 1.7% in the average dollar price when the dollar was around 12%. Advertising costs, we would say that advertising costs were reduced 270 basis points, remaining 8.1% of net sales, compared to 10.8% of 2005. This was due to more selective use of television media, as Pedro mentioned, a reduction in number of launchings of the new collection aimed to expanding the life cycle of products. Finally, another result boosted by the higher profits thanks to this exposure contributes to the increase of the profit, and this is because last year we still have a high currency exposure that forced the net financial income of 2.6 billion and this year almost 15 billion. So what can we expect from now on? First, we will have an upturn in sales growth, especially in the domestic market. We have a more favorable outlook with interest credit, and we hope this will impact the next quarter. The spring-summer collection is another important point that encompasses 2006-2007. It was well received at Francao by the major customers and retailers. Another point is that this is a favorable season combined with the macroeconomic scenario with higher wages, lower inflation, as it was the adjustment of the minimum salary. Another aspect is the diagnostic of the IMDG that will contribute to new opportunities to increase revenues and strategic change in the company. Guidance for revenue is in line on 2005 with a slightly higher in sales volumes in line of 2005 or slightly lower. It implies a growth that will come from a better value-added mix of products. So the estimates that we showed in the press release signs the trend that we have, that we show on the graph of the page number 3. When you analyze the quarter against the quarter or the accrued volume, when you consider a mobile average, there is a trend to keep this growth that we are expecting. We cannot tell if it will be at the same speed, but the graph shows that these estimates are within our predictions for the market. Thank you, and now let's go to the Q&A session. Now we start the question and answer session. To ask a question, press asterisk 1. To remove the question from the list, press asterisk 2. Our first question comes from Bernardo Caneiro from Santander. Good morning. I have some questions. First, I'd like to know if there will be more gains with this Texas judicial action. Bernardo, good morning. No, we don't estimate any other gains for the second semester. You mentioned that advertising expenses decreased because the company is being more selective in the media and we, in terms of launches. Can you give me more details on how this work is being done? How are you selecting the channels, the communication channels? Márcio, I will give the floor to Márcio from our marketing area. Good morning, Bernardo. This is due especially to our more efficient campaigns. If you see '04 and '05, we had many, many launches, and this generates less efficiency and more expenses and shortening the life cycle of the product. So we decide to concentrate it on best launches, best brands, best projects, to concentrate investments on TV that will be the same as last year's investments, or at least in line, but with a lower, a smaller number of campaigns. So the performance and the success of every project will be greater. In terms of guidance for the spring and summer collection that will were well accepted, how can you tell that these launches were well accepted? What is the degree of confidence that the sales in the second semester will be better than 05? How can you tell this? I will give the floor to Moroni because he's responsible for our sales area. Good morning, Bernardo. Márcio's already commented this change in focus on better products with leverage power. So, and this focus is based on research, development, and we will be launching more effective products. And Francao is a national exhibition where we show our products. The objective is to have a feedback of launches. And we had a very good validation from the customer, from the retailers. We introduced the spring and summer collection, also for children. And in addition to this perception, in August, we shipped some products to the market, and the final consumer, the end consumer, they really accepted these products. And the orders to replenish to the market this product is already very exciting. So this is a sign that it was well accepted. These data are from July. And this replenishment orders started with some days in the market, so we could confirm the acceptance of the products in a few days in the market. Another question to Pedro. What the company thinks on a long-term strategic to have someone in the south of Brazil to build a plant in China? Because what I see is that you have already reached the limit for the fiscal benefits or tax benefits. So I'd like to know what will be the use of the net cash, because the idle capacity is still significant. So I want to know what will be Grendene 5 years from now, since you're not going to invest here in Brazil, in Bahia, if you will acquire a competitor or go into another niche of shoe wear. So I'd like to know what you're going to do with this cash. No answer can be simply negative. I cannot say that Grendene is not going to do this or that, but what I can tell you is that today there is no plans in acquiring a competitor in the south, neither to build a plant in China. But, as I said, this can be a strategic decision in the future, but not in the present. On the other hand, I'd like to highlight that Grendene, over the last 2 years, has faced a scenario of strong local competition because the strengthening of the local currency makes the shoeware industry to go to the domestic market because it's difficult to export. So the entire sector fights for the domestic market that in the past was more available to Grendene and to the players that act in the domestic market, that historically has always been in the domestic market. On the other hand, we have the strong competition of competitors who are becoming more and more competent in their sectors, and the market knows the results, and we are competing with them. Lastly, we had from abroad, due to the value of the Brazilian currency, we have the competition not only in the shoeware business, but as a general consumption product that can be imported by the Brazilian market much easier than we could be doing in the past. So in this scenario, Grendene has, in our opinion, been able to stabilize the levels of revenue and volumes with a trend in growth. Our guidance indicates that we will close the year with revenue equal or slightly superior as last year. As the first semester was lower, we need to have a better second semester than we had last year, and we believe that Grendene will start upturn way, and we expect to grow again and to develop again technologies. The scenario of a plant in Bahia can be brought again to the table. We have idle capacity relatively to a great industrial effectiveness and the reduction of our business, of course. So, to have again our total industrial capacity, we need to go back to the higher numbers that we used to have and also to expand them, because these numbers expanded due to our or to the improvement in our capacity to use industrial resources. I will use a very strong word, okay, but Grendene is not in a hurry to spend the cash we have. No, just the opposite. Grendene believes that the available cash plus the capacity of generating results quarter after quarter, as we are being able to demonstrate it, show also the health of the company and gives the company conditions because of the profitability levels and due to the cash it has, gives it conditions to have growth projects and very ambitious plans. We cannot take out from this scenario this difficult moment of intensive labor industry. This is a reality that the market knows. There is nothing new in this. And Grendene is being a little cautious in its initiatives because we see clearly a difficult scenario for our industrial sector. But on the other hand, with presented very high and good results since last year when the scenario was not so favorable. So we really improved a lot with cost reductions, product development, business development. Grendene, in my opinion, is being very successful because even in this scenario we have increasing growth possibilities, so the company is adapting, the company is modernizing to go back to a sustainable and consistent growth, and we expect this to be in course. We expect that July, the first month of the second semester of 2006, will show will be shown as the first month of upturn in sales growth and sales revenue. Thank you. Mr. Gustavo Hungria from Pactual Bank will ask the following question. Good morning, Pedro Doris. My question relates to the growth potential. I understand that this first quarter you have this added value, but the cost of raw material dropped and this contributes to this scenario. But as you mentioned, I think that the focus is to increase volume, and you mentioned that you hired INDD to help in commercial and business strategies. So I'd like you to elaborate on this. What is behind this? What type of help this institute will give you? What do you expect for the commercial, business and marketing areas? Good morning, Gustavo. INDG is a company that applies management process and systems, excellence management. So the large companies, not only in Brazil but abroad, they try to have rapid results at identifying opportunities, implementing goals, planning, implementing the managerial knowledge, and we believe that when we identify an opportunity, we can leverage our revenues, not only in volumes, but also in the markets that we are present. I think this will be important. We are still in the diagnosis phase, and we think that within 6 months we will start implementing it. And do you think that this is something you are going to share with the investors when you have a goal? Are you going to inform investors when you have something better defined? Well, this is our strategy, okay? We cannot disclose everything because of the competition. It's still relating to costs. This margin issue that you have due to the raw material, how do you see the trends for the second semester? Do you think it will be favorable to the company? Good morning, Gustavo. This is Moroni. The trend we see is that in terms of cost, we did a good work, but and the results will remain, and we still have enough room to get more reduction. As for the raw material, our basic raw material, the PVC resin, especially on the last days, due to negative results of the chemical industry, they started thinking of a price increase. But we need to close this puzzle. We need all players, and PVC resin is an international commodity. And being an international commodity, the price is based in global terms. And today, we don't see any trend in price increase in this commodity. Therefore, although they try to increase the price in the domestic market, it is the international market who is going to establish the price, because it's an international commodity. So today, we have raw material cost facing a relatively decreasing price. So in relation to the first and second quarter. Yes, exactly. Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to ask a question, please press asterisk 1. Repeating again, if you want to ask a question, please press asterisk 1. So now we close the Q&A session. I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Pedro Grandini for his final comments. I have nothing else to add but to thank all of you for coming to this audio conference. This audio conference, this proves the decision of the company of keeping the corporate governance standards to provide the market through our press releases and our newsletters, as well as through our investor relations department and our executives in general, to provide market analysts and the market in general all relate information relating to our business, always with this caution of avoiding that this information to be more useful to our competitors than to our shareholders. But this does not mean that Grandini will not provide the market information that will allow the market to run the right analysis and the precise analysis of the values and the fundamentals of the company. Once again, thank you very much. Grandini's audio conference is closed. We thank you for your participation and have a nice day.